Welcome back to another episode of the Shanti Ma podcast. It's been a while since I've recorded or released anything. Sometimes life needs our full attention, and that means stepping back, reassessing our priorities, and making sure that what we are doing is truly in service of others. In other words, that our heart is still in what we are doing and offering. Since my last episode, I packed my entire life into a storage unit, and with an undetermined amount of time, my fiancé and I left Canada. My intention for this trip was to renew my faith in humanity, strengthen my intuition, find my light again, but most of all, heal my spirit, mind, and body. And I'm glad we made the choice to leave. It's stories like the one that you are about to hear today that gives perspective on life, yourself, and the world. I am currently in Sri Lanka recording this episode, episode 29, and what you're about to hear is hands down the wildest story I've ever personally heard, the story of Nisha. I will let you know the audio quality is not going to be perfect or studio, but this is what we got, so we're going with it. Nisha was kidnapped by a rebel group in Sri Lanka, trained and weaponized for a civil war between the opposing Sinhalese and Tamil groups, all before the age of 12. That right there gives David Goggins a run for his money. No pun intended, but that barely scratches the surface. Married off at 15, widowed by 17, nearly died in a catastrophic tsunami, and a young single mother to two girls. Looking at her, you would never guess what she's been through. She's tiny and cute, always with a smile on her face and a bright, bubbly spirit. She's absolutely adorable, and yet, underneath that, she has the strength of a tiger. What inspires me most about Nisha is that although she has survived immense tragedy, she was never defeated or defined by it. Instead, she chooses to spread light and joy after witnessing death and darkness. She takes up surfing after surviving a tsunami. If you want to know what calamity a human is capable of overcoming, I highly recommend you stay tuned and listen to this story, Nisha's story.
My name is Nisha Amini. I'm from Sri Lanka. So I have a lot of story, but I want to share with you five things. It's my real life story. So I don't know still my mom pace, because my mom passed away when I was 20 days baby. When I born, after 20 days, my mom passed away. And it was like, it's not accident, but snake bite my mom. Mm. It's 1990. It's like everywhere. Sri Lanka, it's almost jungle place. Mm. It's that time. It's like 30 years ago. So we have small home and all. That time there is many animals. That time my mom died by snake biting. Mm-hmm. Then after 13 days, I don't know. My mom pace is still. But after 1 month, my dad get for another marriage, for second marriage. And me and my brother only, my mom and my big brother. And we are like separate in that time because they want to look me and my brother. So my mother, sister and brother, they are together take care of us. And my brother going with my grandmother, with my father, mother. So he was going separate place. And for me and my mother, sister, take care of me until small too. Then after 5 years, they put it into me the hostel. Then because they also have small kids are so many. And then
a hostel is
it's girls' home.
Okay.
So then after that, I'm first of all, I'm a Hindu. Mm-hmm. Then after 5 years, I changed Christian. So because Christian only allowed for the hostel girls' home.
Yeah, so you had to be Christian to go to the girls, this girls'
home. Yeah, girls' home. So that girls' home, I'm staying and then study. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Then after weekly one time, I visit my home. Then I'm staying with my mother. It's my mother's sister.
So your aunt.
Yeah, okay. And it's, I call mom. Mm-hmm. So I'm
Is staying. Is that Kenny's mom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we're staying with them.
Okay.
So then after that, I'm only for the vacation time. Then always hostel. I feel comfortable. I'm staying with 350 girls with mm-hmm. me. And I'm so happy that then after that for me, 11 years old, then I become big girl. Then after they bring me home, then I'm staying home. Then I went to class from, I was fifth class. For me, fifth class. Then I went to class and I have friends with me all the time. So that is, we went to class that time. You know, tigers for Tamil tigers. It's mean war. And Singhalese and Tamil, we have liberation tiger of Tamil Ilam. It's mean Tamil. So it's called Tamil Ilam Vidudhalai Puligal. It's calling for Tamil. So when we came to class that time, there are
Tamil tigers.
Yeah.
Tamil tiger is the rebel group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they took us from inside. So then after that, my evening time, I went to class for 4 o'clock. Then they took me inside. Then after they block one room for me and my friends, and they block it. And my families know after that. And some our friends came with us and see running and see going to inform my home.
Who blocked the room?
And then the liberation tiger people, sir.
So the rebel group.
And Tamil.
Blocked your room at your school?
Yeah, and it's not a school, and they have place like a camp for like a soldiers, Tamil soldiers.
Oh, they
want me and my friends.
You and your Tamil
friends? Yes.
To the rebel camp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then after that, I went inside. The nighttime, they took me and Batikalo. That is a big jungle place.
Yeah.
And then my family came and they couldn't found me. And then after
So you were kidnapped?
Yeah. It's mean the small time there is always kidnapped people and they want soldiers, more people.
So they kidnapped you because they wanted you as a soldier?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then after they took me in Batikalo, then it's mean 3 years. For 6 months they giving me training. Then after training, they footed me in Batikalo. So I'm staying with them for 3 years.
What kind of training were
they? It's mean like more like usually soldiers training.
Like so like
shooting, gun shooting and all the exercise and all. Then more important, they give it to me study.
And you were 11?
Yeah, I was 11 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Then I'm back to home. Like 13 years old, and 2.5 years I'm staying with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then after, from 2002, having war from Sri Lankan and Tamil, they are fighting. That war time, they hand over me at the home. Because before 18 years old, that all the kids are want to go to home. Our leader informed for them. Then our leader, it's mean like, you get news before, like Prabhakaran. And our leader, tiger leader. And he informed for them, all the soldiers, they inform. And if you have 18 years before kids, you have to hand over home. Because not allowed for the soldiers, you know, it's like.
I'm not understanding you. If you are before the age of 18, they give you back to your family?
Yeah, before 18. It's mean that time I'm only for 12, 13 years old. So they cannot keep with us, you know. They cannot keep me with us. Like it's
when you call. When you were in this camp, though, were you, because you were so young, you were a child, like I think... Oh my gosh, like when I was 11, 12
years old. Yeah, it's mean when I'm starting to, they kidnapped me for 10 years. It's not starting for 11 years also. That time only for 10 years for me, fifth class.
Yeah.
It's 10 years they took me and then they're giving a study. First, they're giving a study for me 6 months. I'm okay because, you know, it's some kind of feeling. When I'm going inside, then I feel it. Yeah, I wanted this.
Like because, you wanted to be there?
Yeah, I love to be there. Okay. Because I saw many things for Tamil people. Like, you know, another people did for us Tamil very badly. Like they're showing us like from before our before sisters or moms, that generation they did for very badly things. Like everyone sitting and they saw me like television, all the like a, you know, movie,
yeah,
like a movie. Before they did for Sinhalese and Tamil problem, and the Sinhalese people checking for badly for the girls, and then like, you know, it's too bad. So when they showing us like a TV, and it's like good brain boss for us. It's mean I'm already flat. So that time, 10 years old, I was crying when I looked TV for this story. Then I feel crying. Then I'm very strong. I said, I want to stay here. I want to be a soldier. So it's, I'm okay for that. I'm so happy that time. 11 years, it's mean like a kid's everyone saying. But for me, no. I want to be there.
Okay. Then one sec. I want to slow down for just a second because I want to come back to what you're just saying. So I think for people that are going to watch this, a lot of, like most people in the world have no idea about the issues in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
I think some people might know that there was a civil war.
Yeah.
But the issue, if you could briefly explain, what is the issue between the Sinhalese people and the Tamil people and why were they fighting?
It's mean like, you know, usually it's Sinhalese and Tamil, like now we want all the time friends, but before like, it's like when I was 10 years, I don't know. Then before 10 years, it's mean I'm not born in that time. The time my mother's and generation, they're having a lot of problem with them. There is no one know bit but going on. Like why they're fighting. Because Sinhalese always want to be a higher and Tamil always want to be a down.
So an inequality, yeah. The Sinhalese yeah. people want to be in control and yeah. dominate
everything. People. They are the president and they are the political. They are all this, they are. Yeah. And Tamil people always want to be a down. But first you, them and second for us. Like
And the Tamil people want equality.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is for them thinking because so many soldiers and police and political and president, everything was Sinhalese. Mm-hmm. There is no Tamil president and all.
Mm-hmm.
So that time, there is one man and he's only named for Prabhakar. So he's starting to make broke these things. He want to be all equal. So he thinking he want to be equal for Sinhalam and Tamil. Then he cannot fight alone. Then he start for the soldiers team, like, you know, like one group. It's called Liberation Taikarup Tamilila. He is starting, then there are so many people. Still, I was in 2.5 years from there, but I don't know how many people they have it before. And that time, I don't know anything. But when they saw in TV, I want to be there. Then after that small time, then 6 months they're giving a study for me. This very helpful for like they're giving for medicine and like how to, you know, if I have any problem, how to face that problem.
Mm.
It's mean everything they're giving a study well.
And what were they, what was like this? You said they showed you something on TV.
And you like, you know, when the checking point, like a, point our checking for army camp. It's yeah. called army camp. Then there is always when we going bus and they stop bus and we are falling on the line and they checking one person and they checking for the girls like, you know, it's some bad things. You know, man touching for now you are here.
Mm-hmm.
If some man coming to touch from some part place, private part, and you feel it uncomfortable, it's
yeah.
your woman and for me also woman. And same like us, for they're doing always bad touch.
Okay.
And that time. So
you were also saying before that, and I don't know if this was at the same time or later on, but you were also saying that they were going around. So this Sinhalese... army, I guess, was going around and mutilating and chopping off women's body parts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that is everything they saw it for the television, but it's true or not, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Even I don't know.
What do you mean?
But I believe that there's true news for that. They're showing television for the oldest, old story for the people are, you know, we are like, always like when Tamil people are always like come, they want it like, I don't know, it's calling for English. So they want to be like always keeping down.
Oppression. Oppressing you as a group.
Yeah. Always down. They want to come up all the time.
So they want to rule and be at the top. And you guys are one of the minority oppressed groups in Sri Lanka.
Exactly.
But you were also saying that Tamil people were originally from Sri Lanka. Because they're in India. But how long would you say Tamil people have been in Sri Lanka?
It's mean I'm not idea for that. It's like first generation here Sri Lanka. And my grandmother saying first generation starting Tamil people only Sri Lanka. But Tamil, our history half, like history saying only Tamil are the first one came to Sri Lanka. Mm. But now they're changing everything. There is no Tamil always down.
Okay.
This happening.
So that's what happened. So then you're in this camp and then they give you back to your family. How old were you?
Yeah, at the time I wasn't 13 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, 13 years old. I came to home and they dropped me. It's that time Save the Children. It's NGO. There is one NGO. This is also foreigners. And there is called Save the Children and UNICEF. And then they hand over for us like them. Then they bring us home. Then I'm staying home. Like that time for me, 13 years.
Yeah.
Then every month we have to go to camp for army camp to signatures. Because
to get your signature?
Yeah, signature. Because they want to confirm we are home or again we went to with them. So they need to confirm. Otherwise, I cannot stay in my home because they are singlies, they have army and police. They want to check all the time because, you know, they are always separate. They are fighting.
Okay.
So they already inform us, like, before 18 years old, they are babies, so we hand over home. That's it. So we are going every month for the signature and all.
Mm-hmm.
Then some few time, and my family came very, you know, afraid to keep me home because we had news some girls are going to signature and they are not back to home.
Like disappearing?
Yeah. It's I don't know what happened for them.
Who is taking them to write their signature? Tamil people or Sinhalese?
Singlish. Singlish taking Tamil people's signature.
Well,
because we are already in.
And then girls were disappearing.
Yeah.
And not ever going home.
No, never found. And then this happening for, I think, 2001, 2002, and 2003. It's happening all the time. Then after that, I came to home, this happening. Then I went to school. I don't have hair that time like a man.
Oh.
So they kept all the time care from there.
Who cut your hair?
In my liberation.
The tiger.
Soldiers, they cut my hair and they're giving training because with hair we cannot take anything.
Okay.
So then after that, okay. Then I came to home. Then I like to study more. That time I came from my home. Then they keep me same age class. So I went to liberation for fifth class. And then when I come back, ninth class.
Mm-hmm.
So the teachers know my study. Then they keep me ninth class. They're not asking me 6, 7, 8. You have to write and you have to study and you have to pass. Then after I want to put you ninth class, they're not saying anything.
So no tests, no exams?
No exam. They're for ninth class, my age and my class. Because they know I'm studying before very well and all.
So just back, and so were you back in your Christian, your Christian school?
No, it's just, school was all same.
Okay.
Like not only Christian, everyone can study.
So I'm just trying to understand when you went back to school and you went to like your ninth grade class.
Yeah.
What school was it? It wasn't the school for girls?
Yeah, it's not girls and men mixing. Girls and boys are mixing.
Okay.
From, you know, Trikovil, it's Sakti Vidyalayam. It's called Sakti Vidyalayam.
Okay, so kind of like more like a public school?
Yeah, public school.
Okay, so
I went to a school. Then after that, you know, I feel uncomfortable because all the girls have hair. For me, not hair like a man and all. And people are like a voice. You know, all the girls and boys are like laughing, like you are man and all, then I feel like more strong. Yeah, I'm man, like I can. And then after that, I studying. Then I went to class for Sunday class. We have Christian class for Sunday. I went to Sunday class that time. People are making big noise and water coming. That time, no one don't know tsunami, the name of tsunami. You know, it's everyone saying water coming. We just turn around. There is big wave. It's taking me in. And then I don't know. The next wave putting me in that another way. Then same, like, I don't know. When I open my eyes, I'm in the water. There's many, like, I don't know. It's inside the water and so many building and house all broken and all. Then after that, I check my face. It's almost bleeding everywhere and bleeding. Then after that, I'm going like unconscious, like, I don't know.
So you were under the water?
Yeah, under the water. And the water all gone from the village, like a city village side. And there's this side water was, and seaside water was less. It's mean like I couldn't see. Always like, when I'm looking there and my bleeding, then after I check my bleeding, then I cannot see this. Then after slowly, yes. And slowly I'm okay. I came to like slowly. Then after that, I'm going to fell down in the water. Then someone took me and up. The English soldiers.
Save you.
Yeah, they saved me. And they took me and then after that, they put hospital. Then after, I don't know what happened for hospital.
How long were you in the hospital?
29 days.
Whoa.
Then after 29 days, I asked them what happened yesterday. And they said this, not yesterday, it was 29 days past. And the tsunami and all. And then I'm okay. Then after that, it's mean like there is Finnish soldiers problem and all finished that time. Tsunami came before. And then there's soldiers' problem, little down.
Yeah, because instead of having a war over race,
everything, you know, so many people are dying and all.
Yeah.
Then the soldiers' problem slowly gone, and there is.
Isn't it interesting how that happens, though? How, like, the issue of, like, race and rulers and everything actually doesn't matter when something like Mother Nature comes along. Mother Nature is the ruler.
But everything now. Then after that tsunami, everyone closed. Like, you know, it's not Singlish, not Tamil and nothing. I couldn't see it like this. Everyone like want to save for the people. Everyone like, you know, everyone human. They want to save people.
Yeah.
And then after that, everyone makes it and like all together. Okay. Then I also very proud because they saved me.
So that must have changed. Soldiers. That must have changed how you were feeling. Like, two questions before we move on. What I wanted to ask you was, how did you feel knowing, like, because you were, I guess, feeling really angry with or upset with the Sinhalese people for what they had done to Tamil people. But after them saving you, how did you feel?
I feel so happy, you know, like, that small time, they showing me like this happening. Then I'm going that way, you know. This is okay. This is my life. I'm going that way. Then after that tsunami, I'm also okay. After 14 years old, then I know a little bit understanding. They are take caring me a lot, and they put all the time medicine and all, like, you know. It's, I never forget this, and they are very good. And then after that, I totally change it. There is no Singlish, no Tamil. Everyone humans, you know. This is, I love it for that time. I feel it this. Then after 15 years old, my family.
One sec, before we go on to that part, I just wanted you to share when the tsunami hit you, what injuries did you have? Because you kind of shared with us
a little bit. It's like, when I was in tsunami, the time we are going 9 girls for study. And there is only we are alive 4 girls. 5 girls, we couldn't found anything for the body or all. Only 4 girls are found, and for everyone, each person problem. One person, there's finger, like hand was like this much knot, and one girl was leg, and one girl was here.
Like missing
hand. Yeah, missing, yes. Yeah, missing part. And for me, only one finger, but it's working, but...
It's your God finger.
Yeah.
It's pointing up towards God.
And it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm happy for this, and sometimes I'm okay for that. But I'm okay. This is lucky for me, because this finger saved me. I feel it.
Yeah, because you had a bunch of broken bones.
Yeah, I have a lot of accident from there. My body part of fish, I have so many accident.
Yeah,
it's from like it's cutting all this wheel, and then the building, and like, you know, so many things are in tsunami time. They have water. So many things.
Like being in a giant washing
machine. Like a washing machine.
Glass and buildings and bricks.
It's not one-time machine. It's was rounding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How long did the tsunami go for?
I feel it. It's only for the 10 minutes distance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only for before 10 minutes inside the water, I feel it that time.
Okay.
So after 10 minutes, I don't know what happened for me.
Okay.
And 10 minutes, I know. When we're eating ice cream and turn it around, and the tsunami came, that time not tsunami, water came. We call the water came. And
okay.
Then after that, I saw so many tsunami videos. When I'm seeing tsunami videos, I feel it. Yeah, this time I'm in the water. Like, you know, sometime I'm checking for the video. Sometime I'm here or here. Like, you know, I don't know how it's feeling to see. And now, then after that, I'm always crying. When I sleep, nighttime, it's dream. All the time, wave nightmares. Came to take me inside the water, I'm crying.
Yeah.
But now I'm so happy. I want all the time water now.
Yeah. I was just going to say, for somebody who survived a tsunami.
Now I'm surfing.
Yeah.
Now I'm surfing. I'm so happy with sea, water.
We're not even brave enough to go surfing.
I like to swimming. I like to surf. Always water. I want water. I love sea now too much. Before I'm scared, and my family also shocking because they not believe I'm surfing. Then I saw the videos for them. Then they are so happy too.
Yeah, that is awesome. I didn't even really connect the two, but okay.
Then after that, it's okay. Your question.
Yeah. So that was really helpful.
And yeah. It's mean like many bodies, you know, we couldn't found it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of my grandmother also saying we couldn't found bodies. Like tsunami, it's happening one time. It's like minutes.
Yeah.
And second minute, yeah. Then we are finished. Then it's nature.
So
nature attack. So we cannot do anything. So I need to expect for everything for this. Okay. Okay. One finger. Okay. I have. It's still alive. So I'm okay. I'm thanking for the God.
Mm-hmm.
Always God saving me.
Your God finger.
Yeah.
Your God finger. I was thinking that when you were in the kitchen. I was like, yeah, it's always pointing towards God.
Yeah.
Well, actually, one thing I wanted to ask you before we move on, and I wanted you to share the story about your husband and your marriage, is for you, like surfing, was that an attempt for you to overcome your fear of water?
No, it's mean like...
Like, did you get on a surfboard and start surfing because you didn't want to be afraid of water anymore?
No.
Okay, why did you start surfing? Just for fun?
It's like, you know, I saw many videos.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing tourist hotel, you know, yeah. Working tourist hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing all the time people are came, like foreigners came and they bring water and they are going to water. I'm going back to them and then I'm looking. They're sitting on the board. They are going very higher wave and they are surfing. Then that time I feel it. Why? I'm like always scared for the wave. They are in the water. They are coming like this. Then finally, I'm afraid to go to water. Then I'm waiting for the chance. I'm always waiting for the chance. Then finally.
The chance for which?
Yeah. It's like someone.
Like a.
Someone won't take me inside the water. Then I feel happy. But my guests are always calling me, come to water. Then like, you know, they want to surf. Mm-hmm. If they're taking me inside, they are time-based because I'm starting. So I'm always saying after, it's mean after, it's a long time past. So surfing just now. So just now I start for my leader came to with me. Like before I went 7 years ago with guests 2-3 times. Then first time I broke my leg.
What?
Yeah.
Surfing?
Yeah.
The first time?
Like 2017, I went with Australian guy.
Yeah.
So he liked to take me inside the water and he's big surfer. And he always calling me. He came for three night, but he's staying long day. So I went with him after 4 days. Then he took me and he not practice for me. He's not saying how to get off, how to go in the boat and all. And he's directly taking me in the water. He said, lie down on the boat and just lie down. And he pushing me and I woke up and the boat came to hit me because it's very hard boat first time.
Mm-hmm.
First time we learning. Now I understand. First time lesson, it means soft boat. He giving me very hard boat.
So he didn't know what he was doing and
yeah,
he broke your leg.
But he trust me because that time I was very slim, like 2017. After Corona, I came like this and before very slim. And he believed me, I can. So that time I cannot. Then the water and me like a washing machine again from the water. Then what hit my leg and it's okay. Leg was little bit crutch. Then 1 month bed rest, no work, nothing. Then after I scared I'm not going to surfing and just I'm going to swimming,
mm-hmm.
but not surfing. Then now I had good teacher. Yeah, she's named Tiffany, my lesson teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We have group more than 40 girls in Aragambe, all local women.
Mm-hmm.
And she giving us lesson and she make us like a woman, a strong woman.
Okay.
Now we are at Aragambe, like more than 40 girls. We are very strong
women. Women surfers.
Yes, women surfers. Every year we have 10% certificate for I can give you lesson.
Now. Oh,
so yeah. Now I'm not. This year I'm not.
But soon, then you can
not. Next
be.
Year I'm not. This year I'm okay.
Okay.
For that, I think it was in October or something.
Okay.
I can take.
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. That's incredible. I don't know after being in a tsunami and breaking my leg if I would be getting on a surfboard. I honestly am too scared to get on a surfboard because A, there's sharks in the water. I don't care if they're small bottom meters or not. And there's crocodiles around here. For some
But surfing, now I love surfing. Now, every day, if I have time, I'm going every day.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's water making me so happy now. I forget all these tsunami things.
So you don't have nightmares anymore? You don't have nightmares of water?
No.
That's
no.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Okay, so next part of your story is your marriage and your husband. So you can share that and your daughters.
Yeah. Okay. After tsunami, for me, 14 years old, then not 15 years old after tsunami. Then 15 years, that time, you know, even 16 years also marriage, there is no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because still we have that problem for, you know, war, like still slowly having that problem. Then my family was very afraid for keeping me at home because already I've been in with them 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're scared and they want to get me married. And finally...
Because your marriage would protect you?
Yeah. Okay. My husband liked me. And very much. And he's also my hometown.
Okay.
And he liked me and he requested to my family to give your girl to marry me. And like, then people, my family is also thinking because they want to save me first.
Mm-hmm.
They want to save. So they said, okay. And suddenly they arranged marriage for 15 years for me. That time I love to study more. And then my problem, I'm thinking, then after that they request, then I'm thinking my problem. Because all the time signature, again signature, and I'm going to.
So you're scared every time you have to.
Yeah, because missing people, then I feel it scare a little bit. And then after that, I'm also said okay. Then after that, they're getting me married, but it's very difficult time, you know. 15 years.
Yeah.
They're writing me down 18 years that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's illegal marriage, they're getting me illegal. Mm-hmm. It's age.
Before how old was your husband?
And he's 4 years older than me.
Okay.
And that time.
Okay.
So for me, 15, and he was 19.
Okay.
So, and they're getting me marriage, and like then after that, we are so happy. Life, I feel it 15 years. It's almost, I'm okay for
life. He was a good man.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good man. And after 4 years, after marriage and 15 years, then I think we are happy life. And 16 years old and almost 17, I had babies, mm-hmm. my first baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, my second baby after my daughter's 2 years. It's not second birthday, but enters second birthday.
Almost two.
And I have another pregnant for 2 months. Because that time, I don't have anyone with me.
So you have a two-year-old, almost two,
yeah.
and you're pregnant 2 months
pregnant. Yeah, two months pregnant, yeah.
Baby. Okay.
And second baby, 2 months pregnant, but my husband always driving.
Driving.
Yeah, he's driving. And then he went to driving.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I heard news. When I sleep 2 o'clock, then phone alarms are ringing. Then I saw. Then after that, I take alarm and they said, who is this? I asked and they said, who are you? And this is your husband last call. And I think you are wife. And I think, yeah. And he's already dead for accident. And that time I cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. Like I'm okay. Then like, you know, after that, I feel like crazy. Then after it's 17 years. It's 18 years.
Yeah, you're so young. Yeah.
So young, 18 years.
With two, still. With one baby and one on the
way. Yeah, one on the baby. Like, I'm so happy. I don't know how to, that time I don't know what I did. It's been so sad for my life. Then after that, everyone saying after like everything finished, it's a story. Then after that, everyone said they want to get me in another marriage for with my daughters. And I said, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's been like 14 years fast after my life, mm-hmm. 14 years fast.
So
now
14 years, those were the first 14.
Yes, yeah, 14. And my first daughter, mm-hmm. now she's starting 60 years starting now 15 and 16 year become 16 years.
Your daughters are 15 and 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my first daughter now starting 16 years old.
Mm.
So me, she was 16 years old.
Mm.
And then second daughter, 14 years old.
Okay.
So my second daughter age, like 14 years, I'm a single mother.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Yeah. I have 16 years and 14 years daughters, sir.
Oh.
And my daughter's always giving me proud mother, mm-hmm. because my daughter's small time to still now. She wanna come pilot. So I'm waiting for that day to fly with my daughters. She's aim, because we're not saying, I'm not asking you can come fly pilot or you study for this, you study for this. I never said my daughter.
She just wanted
My best for my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working. I went to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
After my husband passed away, then after that, I went to Dubai 6 years. I'm working for one company, bakery, for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then that time, my madam liked me very much and she sent me to India. Then after I went to India, then after I studied hotel management full completely India, then after again I back to Dubai. Then, you know, every year I came to see my daughters. Every year visiting for my daughters.
Where were your daughters when you were working?
In hostel. My daughters,
school.
Girls' school.
Yeah.
Because my husband not with me. Then after that, I don't know what to do. Because my mom not.
Yeah.
So my other moms have so many problems, brothers, you know, there is everyone, babies and all. My feeling, I'm studying hostel, that time I'm safe. When I come back to home, then I start study,
mm-hmm.
then I having my life too much problem for they kidnapping me and they giving this happening, this happening. I don't want to give same story for my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think better my daughter studying hostel, girls' home. Mm-hmm. It was in Kalmunai, girls' home. And they are studying there. And for me, when I first, my visa, they arranging me and hostel people. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm flying for Dubai, working for Dubai, I don't know. Because I'm working hostel for house mother. I'm also staying with my daughter for a few years.
So you were working at the school as a house mother?
Yeah, house mother.
Oh.
So with my daughters, yeah. And same at this, after my husband not with me. Yeah. Then after that, I went to hostel. I'm working there because I want to take care of my daughter also. I don't have any option.
Yeah.
So no one take care of me after that, mm-hmm. You know, because one person, everyone take care of me. After two babies and with me, and everyone cannot give us meal for three person. Everyone, like, we are not rich families, mm-hmm. always. So I understand for my family feeling. Then after I start my own, mm-hmm. I want to work because I have good energy. So I need to work. Then I found it hostel. They say there is available one position for warden, mm-hmm. for house mother. So I love to do this. So my daughters and with, I think for the time, 100 girls are, and all age, before 18. Mm-hmm. So 6 to before 18, all the girls.
6 to 18.
Yeah, 18. Okay. So all the girls are there. So I'm going to stay with them, mm-hmm. like a mother. So a few years I'm working there, but every Sunday I'm going to church, and that time my father, pastor, it's big pastor.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Your pastor, okay. Yeah.
Faster arranging me one person, and she came Canada, Dubai to here for church,
mm-hmm.
and she said she one of the sister, she's sister was there in Dubai, and she can take me and arranging me nice job and all.
Okay.
And she request my faster, and he also so happy for that, and he said, Nisha, you have good time now,
mm-hmm.
so if you like, you can keep your daughter with us,
mm-hmm.
then you can go to work Dubai, then you can arrange everything, then
wow.
They said they're giving all the passport, visa, and everything they're giving me,
mm-hmm.
and I said okay, I'm ready, mm-hmm. then I only miss my daughters because my small daughter that time 4 years old,
oh.
is too small. And my first daughter was second class. It's mean not first class. Yeah, 6 year old.
Yeah.
So it's mean first class. I feel like small babies. I don't want to leave them. And I'm almost not. Then after they asking me 3 month time, I give you 3 months. If you like, you can come with
mm-hmm.
us. And I said, okay. Then after I think my salary that time only for 10,000. It's also not enough, 10,000 rupees, that are not enough for my two daughters and me. And then there is meal also with hostel,
mm-hmm.
and only for our, you know, dresses and all. That's it, only for my daughter's snacks or something.
Mm-hmm.
And small time, you know, small girls too, and they want so many things and all. So I think salary also not enough. I need to fly anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I'm okay. I said, come down, Nisha. So then after that, I said, I called them. I said, I'm ready now.
Mm-hmm.
Then after, I keep my daughters with the school and the pastor, and he arranging one house mother with my daughter,
mm-hmm.
like me. She caring everything for like me. Then after, you know, 1 week, my second daughter and me separate room because they want to give lesson without mom. How to care.
Yeah.
And next room, I'm sleeping. Then after 12 o'clock, when they're sleeping, after I came to check my daughters, they are sleeping or not, mm-hmm. they're sleeping. So 4 days, it's too difficult time.
Took them a bit to adjust without you being
there. Yeah, so I don't feel sleepy and all, like confusing, I'm going or not. Then that time, I want it. I want to go anyway. It's good opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot get visa for everything the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that much, I don't have money to go like. So then after that, I want to use this opportunity.
Yeah.
Then after that, I am okay. Then after I went to Dubai. Then I meet nice madam. And she was super, super nice madam. She's from Russia. I love this madam. They are twins. But she's mother, they are Canada. Their mother and father, Canada. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's mean they are Russian, but they are satellite Canada. And they are full of Canadian because dad, Canada, and mom, Russia, it's their marriage and they are settling Canada.
Okay, so they're from Russia, but settling
Canada. Yeah, twin sisters.
Okay.
And they are so nice with me and they are like, they're looking me like a sister because they know my story.
Mm. And they
And they are caring me and they're keeping with them home. I'm not just staying from, you know, for apartment or I'm staying with them, sister. Okay. And they calling me all the time. We are three sisters means so happy for me.
So they took care of you there.
Yeah. Then after that, she's sending me India. Then after I study hotel management.
Okay.
Then after that, I came to again Dubai. Then every year I visit to see my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters are happy.
Mm.
Then after that, I came 6 years. I'm staying there. Then after that, my madam, twins, they're getting twins, boys from Canada, marriage, satellite. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they said they want to close the company from Dubai.
Mm-hmm. So you
and have to yeah, they want to open for soon mm-hmm. for next company or something. Their planning was changing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving all the person for ticket at home.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, if you like, I can move you another company. And they're giving me up and down ticket. I can come my home with staying with my daughters 1 month. Then again, I can go to Dubai and I can get job. First, mm-hmm. she have so many friends and she arrange it already.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I came here. Then my first daughter, she was champion, gold medal champion, my first daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She was good runner.
Oh, in running.
Yeah. She cool. was good runner. She already gold medal champion. I missed that time when she getting championship
mm-hmm.
medal. I'm not that time. I'm not here. And I miss it. Then the time, final medal time, she went to sports.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came after 2 days, she was broken hand.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She was broke hand for sports time. Then after fell down and broke. Then after that, I'm staying with my daughter hospital and all. Then I'm not going to Dubai because I'm totally changing my plan. I don't want to go to Dubai. I want to stay with my daughter.
So you stayed here.
Yeah, I'm stayed here. Then, you know, when I'm going foreign, I'm staying. I'm working hard and my family don't know mm-hmm. I'm working hard or not. But they're thinking my daughter's, oh, okay, she was in foreign now.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it so many monies and all when I was here. After that, Corona start.
Mm.
Then, you know, after that, I'm starting for working. I found working where I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I went to India and Dubai and I feel it. I want to work tourist place. So finally, first I found it from Mirisan, one place. So this is uncomfortable for me. It's too long, far here to mm-hmm. there, and I cannot see my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, I found Arugambe. Then I give to interview for Arugambe. Then they like to take me. And then after that, I came Arugambe. Then after that, starting Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 2 years blocking, now I'm okay. Now I'm... Like, how do I say? It's like, I want to be a good mom and good grandmother in my last life. This is my dream.
Mm.
I want to be a good grandmother last my life.
Mm.
Now I feel it. I'm a good mother. I want to be a good mother and then grandmother for my daughters.
Yeah, you sacrificed a lot. Like, your life and your daughter's lives would look maybe very different if you had have not gone and worked. And
yeah, anyway, now I'm so happy because my mother's, my another auntie mother was mm-hmm. with me, and then my brother mm-hmm. with me. It's my brother giving me very proud all the time. Mm-hmm. He always take caring like a dad. You know? He always caring me
mm-hmm.
and
helping you. So, you know, something that I wanted to, you know, after kind of hearing some of your story is for other people that have been through difficult experiences and suffering, you know, again, humans, we all suffer to different degrees.
Yeah.
What do you think that your hardship and difficulties in your life has taught you? So from the things that you've been through in your life, what do you think, what kind of strength do you think you learned from all of the difficulties? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's me like a man.
Hmm?
Like a...
Sorry, I'm also still like, it's so funny. I'm also still getting used to like expressing myself clearly in English.
Yeah.
I've been in so many different countries and speaking so much different broken English. Okay, so life is really difficult.
Yeah.
But how do you not allow life to make you weak and sad and stay down? How do you use those things to be strong?
I don't think anything to... I have like this feeling today I have sad, but only for inside. I'm not showing outside. I want to be happy all the time because, you know, when I'm seeing you
mm-hmm.
at that time, now I don't know. Sometimes I have a bad feeling, but when I saw you, I need to smile. So I don't want to show my problem with you. I don't want to, like, you know, I'm pain. I cannot do this. I cannot do. But I'm trying everything I can. As a woman, I can. Because, you know, everyone's saying you cannot surf. You cannot surf. But I'm surfing. I can surf. I cannot. I cannot. Because someone saying you cannot be alone single mother forever. You have two daughters, you want to get marriage for someone, you want some, you know, person with you as a man. So I can be without man. I can be
mm-hmm.
without man my life because I can work. I can look my daughters nicely. I can do everything but I want it. I'm working. So another part, man, I don't want it.
Don't need
a man. Yeah, no need.
Don't need no man.
So I don't want men with me. Like, you know, it's men are like, it's first things I learned. I saw so many stories from India.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my eyes India. There is, you know, stepfather misuse for the daughters for, you know, like if I have two daughters, I get one man.
Mm-hmm.
I never trust any man. That's main problem. Any man, it's mean. It's men are good.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I cannot found which man good person.
Too
you know, 100 men are, there is anyway bad person, few persons are bad.
Yeah.
So I cannot found for good person.
Mm.
So I have two daughter. Sure, if I have two son, I get marriage for sure. I'm already in life.
But you have to protect person. Your daughters.
Yeah. First, now I think only I have two daughters, so I cannot get marriage because I it's trust problem, you know.
Mm.
It's always I came this life. My father also same when I was small, he not take care of me, and he going to get some marriage and he has child and all, he never looking me. Now same for me in my life. Alone, so I get some second marriage. So my daughters, if he asking me, this is not my daughter. So it's this is very hard for me. So I don't want to take these things because I want to be all the time strong.
Yeah,
I don't want to be like the sadness and all. I want to be happy. Same like my daughters also. It's still like me, my daughters. They are very strong persons. So.
You want to spread joy and happiness.
Yeah. I'm always sharing my daughter. My daughters don't know so many things about me
mm-hmm.
because I'm always saying like when I'm working hotel and they don't know. My mom working okay, as a manager hotel, she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how I'm working here. You know, I'm all-rounded for rooms and the kitchen and, you know, everything for me. Mm-hmm. And they don't know. They are here also. They don't know. They're just sitting and they're eating and, like, they know. Mom was happy. Because we see time, my daughters are not here. So they don't know I'm tired, working and all. Mm-hmm. Like, they understand, okay, my mom alone, she working. I have to be a good girl and I want to study more. My daughter saying now, I'm so happy all the time, she's saying. When I start for pilot, first I take mom with me, first driving with you. And it's I'm so happy. My second daughter, she don't have any aim. She always saying, I want to come doctor. I want to come teacher. I want to come, like, every day, different kind of things. My second daughter, I fought for my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think what's making me strong. But I feel it. I want to be strong. Maybe my tiger soldiers, they make me strong. I feel it. Because I love it. Because they are aim. Everyone same. They're giving us for all the lesson. They said, not Singlish, not Tamil. Everyone are humans. We want to be the same. We're not going to do them for hurting. And if they also don't want to come to us for hurting. So we are all one mother child.
Mm-hmm.
So this is feeling they taught me all the time. When I went to Dubai that time also, I had so many friends and so many countries. Philippine, Ethiopian, in like, you know, Bengali, India, and so many country people.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone different kind of person.
Yeah.
They are shouting and they are very hard person and all. But I'm not thinking they are hard. They're shouting me and I said, I'm just smiling and all. Then few days they're looking me, my face always smiling. Then they came to close with me because they know I'm often always open talking and all.
You're the second person that we met here that was saying that they worked in UAE and how people were like,
yeah,
yelling and shouting. Yeah. But that's actually what I was going to say is, like, since being in Sri Lanka, like, this is definitely the friendliest country I've ever been to. And I don't know, after hearing your story, which is totally wild and, like, difficult, but you are always happy and you are smiling and taking care of everybody. So I wanted you to share some of your story because if it, you know, helps somebody in hearing it or inspires them or makes them think twice about, you know, losing hope because their own life is difficult. And I'm, you know, happy that you could share with me today.
I'm so happy to share with you.
Yes, and nice, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. So you're beautiful, God finger.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you did great.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And sorry for my English first.
English is good.
I think my English killing you sometimes.
No, your English is good. Hey, I'm in your country and you're speaking English to me. I don't know how to speak Tamil. Sometimes I don't even know how to speak English. So you did great. Thank you. Do you want to, is there anything last things that you want to say?
Yeah, I want to tell this. I'm not talking about Singlish and Tamil.
Mm-hmm.
We are not separate. We are always one mother child. I want to be like this, my end of the life. I always want everyone close and everyone happy. No political, no war, nothing. We don't want war anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like war anymore. I'm so happy to be Sri Lanka.
Mm.
I'm very proud to be Sri Lankan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Welcome. I'm over.
Namaste.
Namaste. Yeah. It's the Hindi part of the time. Namaste.